Today is Thursday, the 27th of March, in the third week of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Cur Mussa sing, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." As they sing, I listen. I listened with my whole attention, with my mind and with my heart, so that I may really hear the word of God and keep it.
Mon âme est collée à la poussière, fais-moi vivre selon ta parole. J'énumère mes voies, tu me réponds, apprends-moi tes commandements.
Montre-moi la voie de tes préceptes, que je médite sur tes merveilles. Ta tristesse m'arrache les larmes.
De la voix du mensonge, fais-moi la grâce de ta loi. J'ai choisi la voix de ta fidélité, je m'ajuste à tes décisions.
Je me tiens collé à tes exigences.
Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
But this command I gave them: obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backwards rather than forwards. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them, day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. You shall say to them, "This is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips.
In today's passage from the Old Testament, God reminds his people of his covenant and expresses the pain of being rejected. How does it feel to hear God speaking in this way? Have you ever felt as though you stood in Jeremiah's place? How did or would that responsibility weigh on you? God calls his people to listen to his voice. Consider how you have or have not been attentive to God's voice. God's command offers a way of life that leads to peace and flourishing. How have you trusted that God's ways are for your good? As you listen to the passage again, consider, what is your response, knowing that God continually calls us back? How do you feel moved by God's love and desire for God's people?
But this command I gave them: obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear. But in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backwards rather than forwards. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them, day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did.
I will be your God, and you shall be my people. End this time of prayer with a desire to listen more attentively to God in the coming days. Consider what practice or intention might be helpful during this Lenten journey. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.